Shalom to all. Today we're on Masechas Avos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is bringing learned B'schos Esther Basrachol Shishi B'zecher Afayin Ruzivu Hagon Beikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah says Ben Azai, and Ben Azai tells us, and it's like the previous Mishnah with Ben Zayma. The reason why we call him Ben Azai and not by his real name, Shimon Ben Azai and not Reb Shimon, is because he died young and didn't have a chance to receive smicha, so we don't call him Rebbe and we just call him by his father's name. What did he tell us? Have a Ratzel Mitzvah Kala. One should run to do a Mitzvah Kala, a light or an easy Mitzvah, by Rechman Avera and run away from an Avera. A Mitzvah Kala doesn't mean it's a light mitzvah. There's no such thing as a light mitzvah. As we've said earlier in the Masechta, they wouldn't know the difference in the value of mitzvahs, and even though it seems easy and insignificant, it could come along with a lot of schar. What we mean by mitzvah kala is that it's not so hard to perform, and that it doesn't require an expenditure of money or so much time and effort, and a person should run to do such a mitzvah and stay away from averus. Why is this? She mitzvah gereres mitzvah, aver gereres avera. Because one mitzvah causes another mitzvah to be done, and an avera brings another avera along. And there's two ways of understanding this. Either that doing easy mitzvahs will lead one to do more mitzvahs, or it could be understood as that when a person has a hard time doing mitzvahs, it's just challenging for them, so then they should find the easy ones to do, and that will eventually enable him to be able to do hard ones. And the natural outcome of doing mitzvahs is that one mitzvah will lead to another. Of course, the natural outcome of doing one avera is that it's going to lead to another avera. And finally, the Mishnah concludes, Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah uschar avera avera. This schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah, and this schar of an avera is an avera. And there's two different ways of understanding this. Either that not only is one mitzvah going to lead to another, but that Hashem himself actually gives the person the opportunity to do another mitzvah so that they could receive even more schar, not just schar for one mitzvah, but Hashem says here, go do another mitzvah so I could give you double schar. And it's the same thing with the avera. Now, a different way of understanding this line, sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, is that there's really two parts to every mitzvah. First of all, there's the act itself, that he did a physical action of performing a mitzvah. Then there's the enjoyment, the excitement, the personal gain that he receives by doing the mitzvah. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that the schar mitzvah itself is a mitzvah, meaning the enjoyment and the gain that he has from doing the mitzvah, that itself is considered a mitzvah, and he's going to receive double schar for just doing one mitzvah. Schar for doing the mitzvah, and schar for enjoying the mitzvah. And it's the same thing with an avera. He's going to get punished for doing the act of the avera, and for enjoying the avera that he did. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Huayah Omer Ben Hazza used to say, Alti baz l'chol adam, don't denigrate any person. If alti maflag l'chol davar, don't distance yourself from anything, saying, oh, that's not important, because it's so far away, it's not relevant. Why is this? She'en l'chol adam, she'en l'isha. You don't have a person that doesn't have a time. You don't have anything that doesn't have a place. In other words, Ben Hazza is telling us that you might see a person and he's nothing special, and you might think that he's harmless and he can't do anything to you, he can't help you, he can't harm you, so maybe you're going to want to be mavaz him and denigrate him, not treat him properly, because anyway he can't do anything to you. Or perhaps you're going to think about something and say, you know what, I'm not going to be worried about that, it's so far off, it's far fetched, it's not relevant, it's never going to happen. Don't do so, says Ben Hazza, because in l'cha adam shein l'isha, every single person has his time. In journalism, I believe this is called famous for a moment. Every single person, no matter how lowly they are, or unimportant, or not chashuv, or not powerful or strong, will eventually have some point in time that they rise to the top, and they have the ability either to harm you or to help you, and they might do this, harm you or not help you, if you treated them disrespectfully back in the day, back in the past. And it's the same thing. A person should always have in mind that even though right now, what everything he's thinking about is not relevant, and he might think that it's never going to happen to him or come near him, so he doesn't have to be worried about it, it might eventually happen, so he should always be aware of it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more memories. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.